It's all cold down along the beach.
Detail back on WGN.
Would have been better if we just did Santa Claus is coming, that part of it. But I don't want to waste any more time because he's here right now, and we appreciate the fact. What did you say?
Indeed I am.
Yes. Indeed you are. There he is. He needs no introduction. So, Mr. Claus, how are things, if at all, changed this year because of the pandemic when you travel around the world on as you do on your sleigh?
Well, I'm having to be a little more careful. I myself can't catch the disease, thank goodness. But I don't want to catch, I don't want to give it to anyone else on my clothing or anything. So I'm having to be very careful when I see anybody.
So are people going to leave you cookies and sanitizer?
Well, that probably wouldn't hurt. I try to keep a supply for myself, but a little extra never hurts.
What is the gift that kids are asking for, the little boys and girls, this year more than any other year in the past?
Well, I've actually had quite a few who've been asking me for health and safety, which has been certainly a touching moment for me. And I've been trying to, you know, put what holiday magic I can toward the purpose.
And that holiday magic this year, Is it more important to have that spirit maybe than ever before since you've been Santa, which must be a very, very long time?
Oh, it has been quite a long time, and yes, it is very, very important, especially this year, to have a spirit of love and joy and giving toward everyone.
Now, up at the North Pole where you are, now you said you're, I don't know how, immune to the effects of COVID-19, but how about your elves and all of those people around you?
My elves don't have quite the same magic that I do, so they're having to be careful. I had a couple who had to postpone their vacations to Miami Beach until things are a little safer.
I didn't know you gave vacation time to elves.
Well, of course. They're very important, and I want to make sure they're happy.
Of course. I think you should do that. All right. So let's get back to the kids. That's what we should be talking about, right? So what are some of, you said, you know, people are saying to Santa, even little young people, saying we want to be safe. But as far as actual gifts go, what are the trendy items?
Well, there have been quite a lot still asking for toys such as the Hatchimals and that such. There have been children asking for new video games this year, quite a few. So, with those new systems that are coming out, I have a little trouble keeping track, but Mrs. Claus follows all of the technical journals.
Mrs. Claus, you said, does that?
Oh, yes. She's quite technically adept. I'm very impressed with her work.
I had no idea about that. What's Mrs. This is a very important question that I don't believe I've asked Santa before. What's Mrs. Claus' involvement with Christmas and with you as far as Christmas goes?
Oh, she does quite a lot of the planning work. She helps to organize the logistics of things and plot out the best, course to take me over the world. She does quite a lot of the navigation work.
Ah, she is kind of your GPS. And how's Rudolph doing?
Oh, he's doing very well. He had a bit of a cold, but thankfully it was just a cold.
Is that why his nose is red?
Well, this year at least.
I have a line for that, Santa, but I so respect Santa Claus. I can't do that. Santa, I wish you and your elves and, of course, Mrs. Claus a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for jumping on the radio with us. I know how busy you must be. Thank you so much.
Oh, quite busy, but I'm happy to come and speak with you. Thank you for having me on, and Merry Christmas to you and to all of your listeners.
There he goes, Santa Claus.